got to strive to do that every week, week in, week out. You've got to strive to be at your best. And sometimes you can carry players, one or two players you don't play, who aren't playing particularly well, but you can't carry fives and sixes. And we've got a method of playing that I know the players enjoy playing that style. It's hard work, but when you see the rewards, it's pleasing.
Do you remind them of what they're capable of when you're going through a slightly sticky patch or perhaps dip below those levels that you're aspiring to?
Well, we're always constantly, you know, constantly trying to focus them on where they could go, you know, what the prize is and how well they've done. But you can't bask in what you've just done previously. You know, we're third in the league for a reason, because we've won a lot of games this season. But if you rest on your laurels and you think, well, we're a good team because we're third in the league, you know, you're not a good team because you're third in the league. You're a good team because you work hard, you pass the ball well, you create and take chances and you defend well. That's why you're a good team, not because of where you are in the league table. That's an indicator, not a reason why. I've been in the game long enough to know that the league table can quickly change. You know, it's like the tide coming up the sand, and the landscape can change week to week. And within 2 or 3 weeks, you could be out of the playoff places and looking at down rather than looking up. So every game we play, we know is important, and we know Saturdays is now our prime focus and our most important game of the season.
Does it sum up your mindset about these things, that if you're third, you want to be second, if you're second, you want to be first, if you're first, you want to be in League One?
Well, when we had that good run a couple of years ago and we'd lost to Plymouth away from home, with possibly the best performance I've ever seen one of my teams put in, we lost 1-0. And we made a statement that day that we believe we could get above Plymouth, and we were about 12 points behind them. And by the last day of the season, we were above them and Oxford. And, you know, Oxford, I think, were about 16 points ahead of us. You've got to strive to be better all the while, and don't put a ceiling on your ambitions, or don't limit what you want to reach for.
People listening to these interviews, perhaps who don't come and watch the games, fans of other clubs maybe, might hear you sometimes and think you're quite critical, you're quite harsh on your players. Is that because you are always looking to be better? You're always looking for the next level up, the next thing they can achieve?
Well, I think critical appraisal, I think I start with myself all the while. So if I'm critical of my players, I'm more critical of myself. And that's, I try to self-reflect everything I do, particularly in football. And I think that's you probably find more answers looking at yourself than what you do looking at other people. But the players know how highly I regard them. As quick as I am to criticise them, when I believe they're worthy of criticism, I'm not shying heaping praise on them either. For the tools that we work with, the players do a remarkable job, wherever they finish in the league, because as professional footballers, you know, it's been difficult for us. We won't be having the same conversation in a couple of years' time when we've got a training ground, but for having to train on a plastic pitch every day, it's not ideal. And there'd be a lot of players who would rebel against it. And so I have to give my players full credit that they get on with the job, and then they transfer them skills onto a grass pitch on a Saturday. And this season they've done remarkably well.
Across the piece, not just football ability, but all of it, temperament, patience, all these things you're touching on. Is this the best group you've worked with?
It's on par with the team of a couple of years ago, and it's on par with the conference winning team. I think this is the best start we've ever had to a season, I think, in the Football League. And that is probably testament to that. This is the most strength and depth we've had as a squad in the Football League since I've been here. So I'll reserve judgment till the end of the season.